Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Lajewski balls up, post for a screen. Gets the screen set, and again. Lajewski penetrates, has post wide open, top side triple. Good! Quinton Post, 98-79. Post with another three. Quinton Post is going to come over, put the headset on for us. And he's okay, he's got the headset mic on. Quinton, first of all, congratulations, 19 points, season high, five threes. But, you know, it seems like you guys found something on this road trip. What do you think?
Especially offensively, it hasn't been pretty, but we did move the ball. I think we've kind of found an identity in just finding the next open guy. Obviously, it was tough with all our vets out, but now slowly we're getting everybody back healthy and looking to build upon this trip for sure.
You know, you really haven't had an entire rookie season now. You're still getting there. What have you learned now? Like, to go back to last night. You're playing against Evan Mobley. He's one of the league's best bigs, and he's crafty. What have you learned to try to make guys like that work hard?
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of super talented guys out here in the league, so you just got to make it tough. Stay in your feet, don't bite on fakes. You know, with my minutes going up, having to kind of manage, you know, I was definitely a little gassed out here tonight going off the back-to-back. But, learning step by step.
What can you say about Pat Spencer?
Dog. I see Raymond here, so I can't drop the F-bomb.
Okay, but, yeah, man, we can't do
an
that.
Absolute
we're
dog.
We're not in delay.
Oh, we're not in delay. Look at that.
Yeah, he's something. And, you know, I think, is it infectious when a guy like that is playing like that? Did you guys pick up on that?
Oh, 100%. I mean, Pat had a great offseason, a great training camp. So it's so great to see a guy like that get his opportunity, and then he just takes us all with him. His energy is, how do you say that? Infectious?
No, yes.
That's infectious.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, no. He's been great, and he helped us got these two wins.
Finally, the schedule's been rough for everybody. I mean, I'm tired after the way the schedule, we've been bouncing back and forth all over the place. Are you looking forward to a couple of days off?
Oh, 100%. We got a four-day stretch here with a few off days, a few days to practice and to really hone in on what we did on this road trip and get everybody back. So that'll be great for the team, and looking forward to what's next.
I really appreciate your time. Congratulations. Great game for you and a great win for the Dubs.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Quinton Post, our guest. Warriors get the win tonight, 123-91, and head home to the Bay tomorrow. What a great win when you consider their situation. No Draymond, no Steph. Steph not on the trip, on the way back. He'll be working out later in the week. Well, Golden State with a resounding victory, as I mentioned before. The final score tonight, 123-91. Warriors came out firing in the first quarter. They shot 68%. They had a great ball movement combined with a rather stingy defensive effort, outscoring the Bulls 38-25. And then in the third quarter, Warriors controlled the game throughout. The lead was vacillating back and forth between 12 and 18, 20 points. And then in the third quarter, the Bulls end with a run that would bleed over into the fourth quarter. A 17-1 run. Chicago was back in business, and then the Warriors just shut the door. A 21-2 run put the game away, and they cruise to the victory. They're 13-12. They go 2-1 on this road trip without Steph Curry. Draymond Green didn't play last night and tonight. And then, of course, Jimmy Butler didn't play last night and did play here in Chicago. 28 minutes. He had 19 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Very instrumental as that starting five got them off to a great run. Pat Spencer, what can you say? Another big night. 12 points, 5 boards, 6 assists. He did have 4 turnovers tonight, but he was a plus 30 on the floor. Will Richard, a plus 36. And our electrifying player of the game, Quinton Post, a plus 25 with 19 points and 4 rebounds. And the bench was fantastic. Pajemski came off maybe his best game since maybe early in the season. 21 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists for Pajemski, and a very efficient 7 of 13 shooting for Brandon Pajemski, 13 for Melton off the bench, and 11 for Moses Moody. 18 for Josh Giddey for Chicago. He had 5 assists, 16 points, and 3 rebounds for Buzelis. 12 for Kobe White. He was 3 of 10 shooting. Giddey was 6 of 15. Bulls shooting 36%. Warriors in at 50% at 46.8% beyond the arc. They had turnovers early. They cut down on them as the night went on. They would finish with 17, right around 15 to 17. I think that's an acceptable number for Golden State. 15 turnovers for the Bulls, but the Warriors turned them into 24 points. Bulls go to 9 of 14. They have dropped 7 in a row. So just a big win for Golden State.